This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Update to a story that we first warned you about last week. A Minnesota man says his car was stolen after thieves intercepted his key fob signal from inside his apartment. Oh, listen. Wait until you... Part of this made me laugh, but I know it's not funny.
The bunny ears are back at it again.
Yep. A Minneapolis man believes thieves, quote, borrowed his car from his apartment garage, even though he had the key, pointing to a trend of keyless vehicle thefts. He says, I've heard of the Hyundais, the Kia, that sort of thing happening. That's a known issue, something I never expected. And he left his Volkswagen Taos inside his apartment garage Saturday night before going out to dinner. The following morning, he noticed his garage door opener was missing.
All right, I'm going to start closing my garage now.
My seatbelt was buckled, even though there was no one in it on the driver's side. I saw that my middle console had been rifled through. He has an app for his Volkswagen, which showed his car had been driven 63 miles between 5 p.m. and 2 a.m. At 2:21 a.m., the thieves returned his car.
Well, that was nice.
Kind of like a Ferris Bueller's day off.
Kind of.
Do a lot of crime in 63 miles in 7 hours.
But they didn't put it in reverse to take off the miles from the odometer, because you can do that.
Fact. Andy turned to social media for answers, and people started flooding in saying it's happened to me or I've heard of it happening. What they think is happening is that thieves somehow capture the radio signal, the very faint radio signal given off from your fob, using a device that grabs the signal, which then can be stored and reused. Here's what you have to do. Either store your key fob away from glass doors and windows. I would even say away from your front door. And or use a radio frequency blocking box or pouch.
Yes.
I'm not doing that.
Go buy the old-fashioned box of Altoids, you know, with the flip top on it.
Yep.
Put your key in that. It will block the signal.
Really? A box of Altoids?
How do you know that?
It's like a Faraday cage.
Yeah.
Huh.
If you don't believe me,
I absolutely believe you.
Your car will not start. If you get in your car tomorrow, Scott, with your key, first of all, you won't get into your car because it won't unlock. In a Altoids box, it will block.
Minneapolis police, by the way, have told him, we don't even know that we're going to investigate because of manpower. Like, basically, the police have said, we have so many other things going on, including stolen cars that aren't returned. I don't even know that we're going to put anyone. No one is on this case.
I mean, 63 miles, that's a good amount of gas. Did they gas it back up?
7 hours?
No, I doubt they gassed it back up, Sam. You know they took it out and went criming.
Oh, they definitely went criming.
Why return the car?
So you don't get charged with that. At least
that's
now.
It's,
No. It is still auto theft.
Maybe they just had some errands to run.
It was a Class D auto borrowing. Why return the car?
Well, they're not going to get charged with that now.
And it's a vehicle that can be tracked. And so if they were to keep the vehicle, they would lead police to their home or wherever.
Give away
they
their hideout, their little crime and hideout. Well, you remember that story here in Kansas City?
I do. I think what they're thinking is the odds if we return it are very low. Police are going to come looking for us. And they're right. Police are like, get in line. We've got 7,000 stolen cars a year that are never returned. Yours at least came back.
You can also wrap your keys in tinfoil. I was going to suggest that one, but
what about your hat, Sam?
Do you wrap your hat in tinfoil? I was going to risk that joke when I brought that point up.
Do you have any tinfoil under your hat?
Do you have any tinfoil to spare?
I do not have any tinfoil with me currently. No, I left all my hats at home.
Mm-hmm.
Jerks.
How many people just throw their key fob right there in the front entryway? And so if your front entryway has glass next to it, if your front door has that big glass picture window and you put your keys right there or hang them right there.
Who walks through their front door?
Well, that was hoity-toity of you to say.
Wow.
I have a garage.
A lot of people.
A lot of people walk through the front door, Scott.
Really?
Uh-huh. If there is direct access, and I mean open space between your fob and a window, the signal booster can pick it up, send that signal to your vehicle. They're gone.
I put my key on the kitchen counter right next to the coffee pot. There is no glass anywhere near it.
You should be pretty safe because your car is in the garage, even though the garage door is... Well, no, if the door is open,
no,
they would
I just,
be able
no, no,
to
no,
boost
no.
it.
Did you not hear me?
I did hear you.
I said, I'm going to start closing my garage door. The three of you yahoos have convinced me to live in fear.
Good. Then my job is done here.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'll bring
like
you my identikit tomorrow.
Like Sam said, you can use an Altoid box or you can use like a coffee can.
How about a lanyard that I can wear everywhere I go, even sleep in with my name and address?
You could sleep with your fob on a lanyard around your neck. Also very effective.
Your name and address is already in your robe, right? In your pajamas?
It should be.
Written on the label.
Please call Margaret Parks if found.
You know, you guys think I'm kidding about the blue... Navy blue Stafford robe.
No, I don't.
I
actually
will send
think
you
you're
both.
No, I do not need a photo.
No, we believe
I've
you.
I've got that.
Oh, we've gotten the
image
photo.
Seared in my mind's eye.
I wear shorts and a t-shirt underneath it, but I do walk around my home in the morning in the navy blue Stafford robe bought in 1994 from JCPenney's in Lawrence, and I will send every one of you a picture of it tomorrow. You're
Is
welcome.
Is it lined in foil?
My phone will probably, block that as spam. Inappropriate images.
Jacob, what's up, man?
What's up, Scott? Well, don't get too carried away hiding your keys because it really ain't going to do you much good. Because if a thief wants your car, and if he's a good one, he'll get it. Actually, it's funny you guys were talking about this. I was watching a documentary a couple weeks ago where they actually followed around a very well-known car thief who does it for a living, and he actually met with a car dealer to actually show him how all this works to kind of protect their stuff. And they've got basically diagnostic computers they carry around with them, as well as a bag full of key fobs. And they can pretty much walk up to a dealer, pick out the car they want, be in it, and gone in a matter of minutes.
You would think, though, Jacob, if the technology exists to so easily steal a car, the technology would also exist to block the technology to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're a dealer.
You think it would, and I'm sure it does. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, like I said, they're using dealer-grade diagnostic computers and technology to access these cars.
All right. Jacob, thank you for the call, man. Do appreciate it.
These cars are basically computers.
Yes.
Now, you know.
It's actually the biggest computer you own.
Yeah.
Have you not heard us talk about this, Dan, where your car, theoretically, even knows when you have lost or gained weight and can store and can
shame you
and can sell that data?
That's not theoretical. That is factual.
Think about it, Scott.
How can it sell the data? I own
it,
the
it
car.
It knows the pounds per square inch that you are seated in your car. And you've plugged in where you live, so it knows that. You've plugged in where you go to the grocery store, where you have stopped off after work. It stores all of that. And you're crazy if you don't think those automakers aren't selling that data.
The seats have weight sensors. That's how they know to set off the seatbelt
alarm.
But I own the car. How can they sell the information stored in
your data is
car.
Being bought and sold all the time.
You own your phone.
That's true, but I don't own my Facebook page.
It's because, Scott, people don't think of cars as computers. We think of them as the car that takes me from point A and point B, and it does do that, but it is also one of the largest data mining centers in our lives that most people don't think about.
So I found something out about my new used car that I got a couple of weeks ago. I've in the 3-4 weeks I've had it, lost track of how many times I've had to stop at a stoplight. But today, I was driving through a school zone, and there was a traffic light in the school zone, and it turned yellow-red. My car started beeping at me as soon as the light turned yellow.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, I don't read the owner's manual. I think it was because I was in a school zone.
Well, and it was beeping at you because it saw the yellow and that you were not braking at the moment.
Well, not yet. It was a ways in front.
The newer vehicles, I got the pleasure of driving a 2024 truck when I went to Nashville. I drove it all the way there and all the way back. It was super cool. And the seat vibrates when somebody gets too close to your rear bumper. It warns you that you're about to be rear-ended because yep. what I need to be doing is clenching.
Is clenching when I and get bracing hit from for impact. Behind. You can go into settings and change that to either a tone and a vibrate or neither.
Oh, and you're getting a massage.
I don't like the vibrate.
Crazy.
I know. Okay.
And so Nashville it vibrates. Highways, yeah.
It vibrates your rear end when you're about to be rear-ended?
Yes.
That is correct. It also vibrates your rear end when you're not braking quickly.
Yeah,
enough.
I turned that off. It drove me crazy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.